Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I am joined right now by Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation. This is an interesting project. It is Project Hope. The kids were making, the children in your classrooms were making some art projects for the soldiers in Iraq. Now, Ms. Bingham, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Phil, very much for having me on your program.
And Ms. Bingham, are you you're against the war in Iraq, aren't you?
I'm very, very much against war in Iraq. I think that it is the very wrong move. I think it's very ill-considered. But I did want our children to go ahead with the project. We were asked by a lot of schools that they were going to send some art to our soldiers in Iraq. I did not approve, but I was told that this was important. And so I said, all right, I will have the children do this.
So you had some strong feelings about this, but because it's the children doing art for the soldiers, were they going to send this?
As it was told to me, yes. All of the art pieces, just pictures and so on, done by the children. That would be sent over to our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan as a way of expressing, a good sentiment toward the soldiers.
Okay. What happened? Apparently, you told the administration that your feelings against this war were so strong that you decided you just didn't want to go through with it.
Well, no, you see, Phil, and I'm very, very grateful that you are having me on your program, because that is not exactly how it went.
Well, that's why I want you to tell me. Were the children told to make pictures?
I asked my class, and I have three classes, Phil. I teach the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. And I asked all of my 9 and 10 and 11-year-olds, will you make a picture for our soldiers in Iraq? And you can have it be about anything. You can have pictures of yourself, or you can send them a message. The children went to work on this. And
Was it a homework project?
No, Phil. This was done in our class.
Okay, so you did, was like in the afternoon or the morning?
We did this as our morning art project, yes. The children completed their work, and they went to lunch. I reviewed their work. As I told Robert Jones, who is our principal, when he had me in for a meeting with the teachers, I said I got to thinking about it during the lunch hour, and I changed my mind, and that's as simple as it gets.
All right, you changed your mind, meaning you did not want to send these art pieces. You didn't want to send these pictures that the kids drew to the soldiers in Iraq. But that's just part of it.
Well, that is just part of it, yes. Because I looked at the work the children did. I was already against the war in Iraq. I didn't really want to do this project, but I figured I would do what the school district asked me to do. Now, I looked at these pictures, and when the children came back, I told them. I said, this is all garbage. It looks stupid.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, Phil, you have to be a teacher, and to look at these stick figures and stupid-looking sons, it was all just utter crap, if you'll pardon my language. And I took them all. I threw them into a waste paper basket, and I threw in a match. And the children were puzzled. I said, the reason why I'm doing this is against the war in Iraq.
And you took the artwork of the children, threw it in a garbage can, and threw in a match. Now, and burned their artwork.
That is correct, yes.
Now, the administration says that that was a hopelessly cruel thing to do to children, and I know that you had your side do it.
Well, Phil, I told them that it was not a cruel thing to do to children. I'm doing it in a protest to Iraq. And I told the children, I said, it isn't so much about how bad these pictures are that you've done. It's about Iraq, and I'm against it. But I told the administration, this is not what soldiers want. And if we are going to send the soldiers something that they want, then we have to recognize what that is and do that.
All right. Well, then the photographs that you took of yourself that you sent to Iraq, my understanding, and we had the gentleman on the line from the duplicating plant, or was it a Photoshop?
I had a friend of mine scan it and email it.
You took some pretty graphic pictures of yourself in your kitchen at home?
That is correct, yes.
Why?
Because, Phil, soldiers in Iraq do not want pictures that little children draw. I'm sorry. They want to look at a woman, a woman private area. And they want to look at a woman. And so...
What would your students think of this?
Well, Phil, I'm hoping that the parents are responsible enough not to mention this to their children. I do not bring it up in school, and there's no reason for them to know it.
You went into your kitchen that night, took pictures of yourself naked.
That is correct, yes.
And then had them scanned and emailed en masse to Iraq.
That is correct, because that, if you want to know what a young soldier wants, that's what he wants. If you want to know really what the soldiers want from home, I think we are fooling ourselves. We think, well, you know, they want to have pictures of their family. They want to get a phone call. They want to do this. They want to do that. What does a soldier want more than anything? When he's over in Iraq and he's fighting, he want to look at a woman's private area, and he want to look at a woman with no top on and this kind of thing. And so I did not mean anything cruel to the children. It was just that I had, what I tried to tell the school, I had a moment of clarity.
Well, your moment of clarity came at the expense of the artwork that the children did.
It was not at the expense of the children, Phil. I would never hurt any child.
Well, you took their artwork, burned it in a garbage can.
I was very frustrated, yes.
And then you went home and took pictures of yourself. My understanding, they're very graphic.
I don't call them graphic. I'm wearing a pair of high heels.
And nothing else.
That is correct.
Well, yeah, but you're wearing high heels and your legs are up in the air. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. I don't see any reason why we have to get graphic about it. Let's suffice to say that they are very evident shots of my private area, yes.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. You're against the war in Iraq, Ms. Bingham, and so you had a hard time with this school art project that the children undertook to send pictures that they drew to the soldiers in Iraq, to the point where you looked them over, told the children that you thought it was all garbage.
I had to tell the children that, Phil. I want to be honest with the children.
Well, what was garbage about what they wanted to send?
The stupidest looking pictures of a dumb, they had a dog, and it's a circle with four sticks on it, and a tail, and stupid thing, dumb looking houses, everything's wrong. I told the children, this is all just crap, and I threw it away.
And you threw it away. How did you explain to the kids so that they would feel better?
I told them, children, what the soldiers really want is not what you got. They don't want what you got. I said, we'll go back to our regular class. And that was the end of that. And that's when I went home. Now, I told Robert Jones, who is our principal, I said, now, look, I did not involve the children in this at all.
Well, it's amazing to me that you still have your job, because having yourself or photographing yourself naked in your kitchen and then sending these pictures off to Iraq would get a lot of teachers fired.
Now, why would it get a teacher fired? See, it's got nothing to do with my children. I'm sending these to adult men. Because if we want to talk about what a soldier in Iraq wants, that's what he wants. Now, I'm against the war in Iraq. But I'll tell you right now, at least I know enough of what a soldier in Iraq wants to see. And that's a woman's privates. And I had a photograph taken.
1-800-449-8686. I just kind of put her on hold. I didn't say, excuse, would you please have her just hang on, Harry? Ms. Clara Bingham is a middle school teacher, actually more of an elementary school teacher. She teaches the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders at Joyful Union Congregation Elementary School, and apparently had the children working on an art project. She was asked to have the children work on an art project for the soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. She is very torn about the war in Iraq. She's against it. She had the children do the work, but then decided to just throw it all away, telling the children that it was garbage. And she went home, she said, and did what she figures the soldiers really want, took some very graphic photos of herself, naked, and has emailed them en masse to Iraq. The children don't know about this, but she's in some serious trouble with not only her school, but with the parents. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know how drunk a black man has to get to sleep with Reba McEntire.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
If you're opposed to the war in Iraq, Ms. Bingham, why even have the children be involved in an art project only to throw it out?
I was very torn, Phil. I was told by the administrator that he wanted our school district was asked to do this art project for the soldiers in Iraq. At that time, I told him that I was not against our soldiers, but I was against the war. And I said, I do not want to have the children do this project. And he asked me at that time, was there anything that he could do anything that he could, you know, to negotiate the situation. I said to him that Pastor Rennick and I, who's my husband, are hoping to go to the Holy Land this year for our annual visit. And at that time, he said he would look into providing for us a first-class airfare, which is what I had wanted to do because we'd never flown first class.
And so you said you're going to have your kids do this project if you provide for me first-class airfare with my husband to the Middle East.
That is correct, yes.
Don't you feel that is a little bit like a bribe?
No, Phil, it is not a bribe. He knows that I'm very strongly opposed to the war in Iraq, and I don't want the children to do these projects.
And then on top of that, you burned it.
I had to burn it because I did feel wrong about the project. Even though, yes, they agreed to get us first-class airfare, I still didn't want to look at them pictures because they were so stupid-looking and just ridiculous-looking. And that's when I went home. I set my camera up on a tripod in the kitchen. I took my clothes off, and I took some very graphic shots, yes.
Well, a couple of them, you're sitting in the chair, your legs are up in the air over your head. There's another one where you're bent completely over. What are you doing?
I just threw something on the floor. It's like a magazine. I bent over without bending my knees to pick up a magazine.
And you take the picture of that?
That's correct.
And that's for our soldiers in Iraq?
That's right, Mr. Henry. And I don't think you can judge me because I think I know what soldiers want. And they don't want a bunch of scribbling. They don't want a lot of scribble, a lot of crayon scribble.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Jillian, who's in the Navy. Go ahead, Jillian.
Yes. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
You know, I am in the Navy, and I've been on deployment, and I have a lot of guy friends that are on deployment with me, and I just want to say, you know, pictures of naked women is not what these guys want. You know, when we get pictures from schools that these kids are doing as art projects, it really means a lot to us.
Well, you are a young lady, correct? And so I think that...
Well, that's what I talked to her about.
Well, how can she know?
I have a guy sitting right here next to me that can say the same thing.
Is he in the military?
Yes, he is.
And what's his rank?
E5.
What's that mean? I don't know what that is, Phil.
What's an E5?
So why did you ask if you don't know?
Well, what is an E... She's not in the military, neither am I. What is an E5?
Okay, and in order to make rank, you have to take tests and you have to wait a certain amount of time. So we've both earned this rank.
But is that like, are you a general? Are you a colonel? I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
No, it's a second-class petty officer in the Navy.
A second-class petty officer?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what your qualifications are, you know, to talk about.
What is my qualification?
Well, let me ask
you,
Jillian, let me ask you, as woman to woman, I'm going to ask you this. I take a picture of myself sitting on a chair with my legs up in the air, you know, for all a God and man to see. What do you think you got? What do you know about it?
Well, what does that have to do? How do you know that's what those guys want? I'm just telling you from experience.
Darling, I have been a woman for 57 years. I think I know what men, come on.
You're 57 years old, and we've got guys over there that are 20. Do you think they want to see a 57-year-old woman naked?
Well, I tell you what, I'm all American. I'm red-blooded. I ain't no Iraqi. I'm not over there with a sheet over my head. And I think they've been out in the desert, you know, long enough. They probably want to do it to a cactus, you know.
What kind of talk is that for a teacher?
Mr. Henry, look, there is a term I'm sure the men in the military know, Jillian. It's called spank bank. You know what that is?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
All right, yes, I'm sending the department a spank bank.
And but you know, these guys don't need that. They need support from us. Just because you're against war doesn't mean you have to send them that kind of thing. I'm just saying that when we receive little art projects from these little kids that really truly care about us, and some of them parents are over there, and they really enjoy seeing that kind of thing.
I had a very dear friend up in San Francisco. Her name was Doris Fong. Doris was in the United States Navy. And one year, she photographed herself all naked and everything like this. She sent it off to Vietnam. My God, that woman became a celebrity. And she got paid to do it.
Well, what difference does it make, okay?
I'm simply trying to say to Jillian, that I'm against the war in Iraq, but I don't want to do anything to hurt our men. That's why I sent pictures of me.
Well, why couldn't you just send the pictures of
them? You're going to hurt little kids' feelings and just throw and burn their stuff away?
Well,
you're a teacher, for crying out loud.
I know, Jillian, but you have to be honest with the children. What they turned into me was just utter crap.
Well, how old are the kids?
They're 9, 10, and 11.
How good is that art going to be? I mean, they're little kids.
Phil, I think you're as good as you try to be. I told them, apply yourselves, apply yourselves. So I always tell my students. And they give me I say, apply yourself. And what do they give me? They give me a picture of a dog with four sticks and a round body and a sun that looked like they shot it out of their nose.
But you just told them that what they did, what they worked hard on, is crap. How degrading that is?
It's honest.
They probably went home and cried after that.
Well, wait a minute. I was very torn, too. I cried because they asked me to do something on Iraq.
Look, I want to just say to Jillian, these people who say they support the troops but don't support the war, don't believe them. They're full of crap. If they don't support your mission, they don't support the war. And
Mr. Henry, you can't say that.
Yeah, I can. You people are all the same. You're against the war, but you're all this and all that, but you want to do something nice. See, it's a picture of yourself spread eagle in the kitchen, and you're 57.
Well, now, I tell you what, I put my 57-year-old body up against anything you got, anything you've been looking at lately. Well, how do you look new? See, I'm not going to ask you that.
All right. Jillian, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Rick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation.
Yes, sir.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to make a comment. You know, I thought I wanted to say something, but this lady, I mean, she has the audacity to tell me. I'm on my third tour, going over there for the third time, and I know that the troops over there, the Marines that I'm in charge of, their morale is built by the children's art, and
well, don't you want to see it? Yeah, but you want to get a good look at something, don't you?
Ma'am, I can't even comment to you because you really aren't educated in what we care about, and
you tell me a soldier out and he's humping it and he's out in the bush,
ma'am.
And
women.
Look, I ain't talking about regular camel. I'm talking about real camel toe.
I'm telling you that what builds our morale is support from people who care. And
I care, but
nude women don't.
I don't really care.
That means nothing.
Oh,
children,
look.
Children putting, putting their artwork down on paper and saying, "Come home soon," and please don't get hurt.
Well, let me ask you something, sir. If you get a picture,
for you to have the audacity to break a child down and tell them that their stuff doesn't matter, shame on you.
No, all I was saying was, compared to me, nude. I mean. Wow. You see what I'm saying?
There's nothing I can say to you.
Compared to you, nude.
You obviously don't understand
this gentleman
what you're talking about.
Rick, let me just. This gentleman's saying that the soldiers would rather.
Oh, I don't believe that.
They would rather see a little kid's son that they drew with a crayon on a piece of construction paper than you nude with your legs in the air.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I find that real odd. And I'm going to ask you something right now, Rick. Are you one of them don't ask, don't tell?
Ma'am. I'm married, and I'm happily married for 10 years.
All right, you're not a don't ask, don't tell.
I know exactly what that
oh,
is.
Come
but that's
on.
Not, that has nothing to do with this conversation.
Well, you married.
What you did, what you think you know, you have no idea what's going on. You have no idea how to build a troop's morale.
I was frustrated.
And you talk like you know what's going on, and that's fine. You don't support the war. Good for you.
But I was frustrated.
Don't break a child down that wants to support somebody, whether they support the war or not. They just want to help somebody out. They want to put a smile on their face, maybe. That's all we need. We don't need a naked woman. We need a smile on her face.
Well, you know what?
Nice word or two.
If there hadn't been matches and lighter fluid, I wouldn't have done what I'd done. But someone had left matches and lighter fluid. One of the children. I'm sure one of the children did.
One of the children brought in matches and lighter fluid, so you decided to take all her artwork, throw it into a garbage can, spray it with lighter fluid, and throw a match in.
Well, what am I supposed to do when I'm looking at a dog? Let me ask something, Rick. Do you want to see a dog that's just a circle with two stick legs?
Absolutely. If it's a hard work of a child, it shows
that
they
met, that's a child that wants
that picture
jello.
Means something to that child, and
all
they
right.
and they put all that
1-800-449-8686.
Baloney.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't want no babies killed, you know.
Oh, come on. I don't want to argue the merits of the war in Iraq, Ms. Bingham. I understand you're against it, and that's fine. You feel because the war is wrong, you didn't want to send the artwork of the children.
I did not want children to be involved in endorsing what I think is a wrong war. What I felt I wanted to do was to send over to the soldiers, look, you want it, you got it.
You want it, you got it means what?
I think you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Mr. Henry, don't be a child.
You want it, you got it, meaning, you know, bend over a chair and photograph your rear end?
Bingo. Give the man a cigar. I mean, I find...
You just heard a Marine who's going over for his third tour say that he likes to see little pictures from little kids.
Well, because I'm against the war in Iraq, I don't want to send that. That's why I did a symbolic burning of it, and I took the ashes from the can outside. I took the can with the ashes. I just threw it into the parking lot. And I told the children, it's nothing against you. It's my protest against Iraq.
But you said, okay, I'll let the kids do the art project if the district will give my husband and I first-class airfare to the Middle East for our whirlwind vacation to the Holy Land.
That is correct, yes.
Well, then you went back on your word.
Well, I don't see how you say that.
You didn't let them do their artwork. You burned it.
I did let them do their artwork, Phil. The fact that I burned it in a garbage can and then threw it out into a parking lot means nothing.
It's going to mean something to the district, man. I mean, excuse me for calling you man.
Well, I know you're very comfortable, and you're referring... that soldier, I will tell you, I don't know, he said he married. The rank-and-file grunt and the jarheads, or whatever they call them, you get a jarhead, he opened up the email for me. That jarhead, he don't want to know whether to flip or fall in it.
1-800-449-8686. Pam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Pam.
Yes.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Yeah, this lady needs counseling.
Okay? I don't need any counseling.
You need counseling. You need counseling, and you're a menace to the children.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Oh,
I have been
you're
teaching
ridiculous.
These children for a very long time, and let me tell you something.
Because you have a sick mind.
Why do I? Because I send a soldier what they want to see?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So that's our soldiers are sick then.
I think it's for your benefit, not for the soldiers.
And what is that supposed to mean, ma'am?
Well, what do you think?
It means that you are just a vicious old woman, and you are upset because I'm on a radio.
I am 42 years old, and you're 57, you know, and you need to get in a rocking chair.
I think what you should do is not be so jealous that I'm a guest on a show, and you're not.
Oh, well, I guess I'm a guest, too. I'm talking with
no,
you.
No, you're not. You had to call in. Mr. Henry called me up, and let me ask you, what's wrong with a couple of innocent nude shots?
Pardon me?
What's wrong with a couple of innocent nude shots for a soldier?
What's wrong with you? They need prayers.
You know
they don't need garbage.
You know, I don't think you're too bright.
They need prayers.
They don't need no prayers.
Those
boys over there, they're taking care of themselves real good. Now, I'm over here.
You need prayer.
You know what? I think you're lying.
Very much so.
I bet you set up your tripod once or twice, haven't you?
Pardon me?
What does that mean?
I think this lady is taking pictures of herself, too.
Oh, I doubt it.
No, I think you have.
I could find more creative things to do.
I think you took pictures of yourself and took a look at them and said, I better not send these.
Oh, please.
Yeah. You probably got mirror
you're
on the
sick, lady. You are so sick.
You know, you're saying I'm sick.
I'm
you don't
surprised
have
that you're still at school. I just hope someone at
what
the
I
school
do
hears really? You.
Yeah, what you do for a living?
Pardon me?
What do you do for a living?
What do you do?
I told you, what do you do?
I do the same thing you do.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes,
no,
I do,
don't.
Honey.
No, you don't.
Same thing you do, and
no,
I pray
don't.
For sick women
yes.
like you because
you
you're
know what?
Sick.
The man called me up and put me on his radio
well,
show.
Well, I don't care. He thought that's good
you know
because
what?
Then we'll know just how many sick women
no, you know
are in this
there?
World.
No, you were setting up
and
the track
you
call
need
and had the radio
help,
on,
honey.
So you might think I'll call in and get some advice.
Well, that's good that
oh,
I called in.
Ladies.
So this woman is an example of the kind of teachers we have, petty and jealous. More about themselves than the children. I set up a tripod because I looked at the artwork the children did, and I was honest enough to say to them, this is utter, and I used the S word. I didn't use the S word to the children, but that's what I'm thinking. This is total SH. You know the rest. And so I threw it in the garbage, set it on fire, picked up the can, and chucked it out right in the middle of Washington.
Now, you're going to say you're not sick?
I'm going to say I'm not sick. I want to say that...
Let me
ask you something.
You are sick and a
menace
to the children, and I sure hope you never reach one of my children.
I never reach one of your children.
You need counseling, honey. You need counseling off of your dad.
Yeah, that's what I think of you. What do you think of that?
Boy, that was juvenile.
Well, this lady's being juvenile. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll never reach any of her children.
That's all right. I said what I had to say, and I'm not going to take it back.
Well,
she's not counseling.
She not
and when you hang up this phone, it's going to come to you. Maybe I do need counseling. You're not helping the children. We got to help our troops. Those men are suffering very bad over there.
All they not suffering. Those boys got all the thing they need. Believe me, sister.
Well, they don't need your garbage.
If you ever saw my portfolio, you'd see I'm far from sick. Oh, yeah, 2 points. 2 points for Clara, Pam, nothing. And you know what? I hit that from the top of the arc.
You do better trying to come out with the lottery, honey. Think you can hit that?
You know what?
What you stumbling for? Why are you stumbling, Annie? Why are you stumbling?
You know, if you were here, I'd slap you.
Why are you stumbling?
I'm going to come to your house and kick your ass.
Well, you got to bring a cabbage a cabbage and don't come with all ass and no head.
You know, you're going to look real funny walking there.
She got you.
She did not get me.
She got you.
No, she did not get me.
Yes, she did. She nailed you.
I tell you right now, she's going to look real funny walking down the street on...
She nailed you.
She's going to look real funny walking down the street on two legs with my boot coming out of her ass.
Nah, it still ain't as good as what she said.
Mr. Henry, because you are in favor of the war in Iraq, you are making me look like a jackass on purpose.
Ma'am, you're making yourself look like a jackass. And my being in favor of the war has got nothing to do with this. We're talking about the soldiers and what they need and what they don't need. And what they don't need is you with your legs up in the air sitting... Oh, my God. Do you really?
I'm wearing high heels. Let me tell you what. They're getting a real good look. And Pam here, she sent a picture of herself nude. Our soldiers would commit suicide because the morale would go down so low after seeing her nude. What do you think of that? Yeah, she got nothing to say with that. Let's start. Swish. Half court.
All right, ladies,
why don't you hang up on her, man? She's taking up valuable time on the phone. Somebody else could be using that phone line.
See you later, Pam.
And another thing, Phil.
Shut up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Congregation. Ms. Bingham, the last lady that we talked to, Pam, I thought was a very well... I think she was obviously extremely disgusted with you. And I don't know that as an adult, you know, woman, you're not entitled to do what it is that you want to do.
That is a woman who doesn't like what I'm doing. That's got nothing to do with the soldiers. Like, Pam is very typical of a lot of black women. She wants to deny her sexuality because for the longest time, black women have been used for their sexuality. I understand that. However, as a protest on a war in Iraq, I can't send the soldiers. You want me to send the soldiers stupid-looking houses that like one side's bigger than the other? Is that what you want?
Stupid-looking houses? I didn't get that.
You want me to send the soldiers pictures that children have drawn that are so badly done that if they're trying to make a house look like it's got, like, you're looking at it with two sides, but one side is way big, the other one too small, and the roof doesn't look right?
What about it? I mean, they're little tiny kids.
Exactly. They are not yet qualified to send a good picture. I said a soldier, that Marine, I said one of the children drew a dog. I drew a cat, and it was like the head was round, but the head was way bigger than the body was like the size of, say, a small, little small circle, but the head was too big, you know.
No, that's the way kids draw, but the point is... You decided to say, well, that's not good enough.
I did not think it's good enough. I'm a teacher.
And instead, you take pictures of yourself. There's one photograph that I was told about. I mean, you're wearing a strap-on.
That's correct, yes.
And you talked some guy into, and I'm not going to get graphic.
I can't say his name, but he's a member of our staff, yes.
So he's another teacher?
Yes.
1-800-449-868.
You know, Phil, you give a lot of people a lot of ammunition acting disgusted.
I am very disturbed by that, yeah. Teachers in schools, you know, it's cool if the firemen want to do it and you know, like, you know, the women of Boeing or whatever the hell Playboy does. But a teacher at a middle school?
Oh, so they get to do it, but I can't.
And they're doing it for, like, Playboy magazine. You're sticking it on an email. This stuff's going to turn up in porn on porn sites. 1-800-449-8686. Darren, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, I'm trying to listen to this. I'm trying to stomach it. You know what, lady? I don't know what your name is. I don't care what your name is.
My name is
Claire. Need to listen to me and listen to me real good. I've been in the Navy for 18 and a half years. I've had 13-year sea time. I've got 7 deployments under my belt. You have no idea what I go through. You know what? If my kid, my 5-year-old son, sends me 2 scribbles on a piece of paper, I'm happy.
Now, wait a minute.
I'd much rather. No, you let me talk.
You know what I'm supposed to look like. You know what I'm supposed to look like. I don't look that way.
You know why? Because what you're trying to send is bull crap. You know what? Every time someone like you gets on the radio and I got to listen to your bull crap, and the Iranians, they try to shoot us down, whatever they try to do, when my son sends me 2 scribbles on a piece of paper, it picks me right back up. And it makes me be able to defend your freedom. Don't forget, we're fighting for your freedom. So you know what? I'm not going to put you down for your freedom. But don't put me down for mine.
That's a good
point,
Darren.
Don't put me down for mine.
Good point, Darren. Clara?
You know what? I'm sick and tired of people like you saying we got to look at your crap.
All right. Darren, hold on. Clara, what's your response?
Well, I'm very sorry to tell Darren we're not fighting the Iranians. We're fighting the Iraqis. Whoa, did you screw up there? I don't even think you're in the Navy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My name is Darren Everett Graves. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up.
Look it up.
You know what? Look it up.
Okay.
You know what? I've been on the USS Kincaid. I've been on the USS Shiloh.
The USS
Kincaid. I've been on the USS Cushing. You know what? I can go on and on and on. You know what? I'm at the Miramar Brig. Look me up right now. You want to look me up? Look me up. I'm defending all these different people right now.
The man's
because you
in
don't
the
know what you're talking about.
He's in the brig right now. What'd you do? You get drunk?
No, I do not.
Well, you're in the brig. What you in the brig for?
No. I'm a prison staff.
You
I'm
blew
staff.
It. You lame.
I'm staff.
Nah, you're in
you
the
know
brig.
What? You know,
no,
you know
the man's
so
staff.
Stupid? Check it out.
I'm
if I was
stupid.
A prisoner, I wouldn't be on the phone.
I'm
so
stupid.
Else, you don't know what you're talking about.
They let the prisoners go to the payphone like once a night. How do
they
I know you don't?
You know what? Prisoners cannot dial 1-800. Try again.
Okay, here's one. Who we fighting?
You know what? We're fighting Iranians and Iraqis. You know what? You have no idea what you're talking about.
We ain't even fighting no Iranians. We ain't no war against
Iranians. You have no idea what you're talking about, do you? You have no idea what you're talking about.
You get one look at me with my legs up in the air, and you want to come and apologize to me.
You know what you are? You know what? With a woman with the leg up in the air is? It's disgusting. That's what it is.
You would want to buy me.
You know what? I got five kids, and I love them. I do not need to see a woman with her legs up in the air. If I want to do that, I get Playboy, Hustler, whatever. I don't need to see you. 57 years old? You have no pride? You have no pride?
I love my country, and that's what I'm doing for my country.
Are you sure?
I'm spreading it wide.
Sure? Can you sing the national anthem? Can you sing it?
Yes, I can.
Sing it for us.
All right,
why don't you sing it for us?
All right, here it is.
The whole thing.
Here it goes. You ready?
Go ahead.
Oh,
that's
America,
what I thought. That's
America,
exactly what I thought.
You are a great country. I knew what the words was.
No,
you
it's...
You don't even know what the words
are. Oh, say can you see...
I was going to say that.
No, you weren't.
Okay, and you see that you're an idiot.
That's pretty funny. That's funny that Pam...
You know what
no,
funny
it goes,
is?
Oh, you know what beautiful,
funny
for
you're
going to
put
guy.
All these people down that don't want to see your legs spread up. You know what? I'm fighting for my kids. I put my line on the line, my life on the line, 7 times. How many times have you put your life on the line?
And now you're in the brig.
I put my life on the line for you already. Do you appreciate that?
Darren, I don't appreciate it when you're fighting Iranians. And if you were fighting Iraqis, that'd be all
you know
right.
What?
Where are you going next
fact
to fight?
Did I put my life on the line for you?
Not if
you
you're fighting at the North. Not if you're fighting at the North Pole. You got to be in the right country. And
okay.
You down there in Iran.
Okay.
The man
whatever
says he's in the
say,
freak. He's in the
whatever
Gulf.
Whatever you want to say.
They're down
you know
in
what?
The
at least I don't have my legs in the air.
No, you got no. What you is you over there fighting?
You know what? You're teaching kids. What are you teaching your kids? Hey, what are you teaching your kids? What are you teaching them?
I'm teaching them how to make a house look good.
You can put your legs in the air?
I'm
what are you teaching them?
How to make a house look good. Because they got a house.
How do you make your house look good? By putting your legs in the air?
No, but they got the house all wrong. The side's too long. The dog's head is too
who
big.
Who cares? That's the way they see it.
That's
a
the way a little kid.
Sees things the way they
yes,
see it.
That's the way little children draw.
They do
amen.
Sun.
Thank you.
They got the sun with all that stick stuff coming
who
out the
cares?
Side of the sun.
Who cares? You're going to put a child down for the way they see something?
I'm not going to put that out.
That's the way their imagination grows. Let them
and
see
let
it the way they see
I'm
it.
I'm going to tell you one other thing,
how
Darren.
Many kids do you have? How many kids do you have?
My legs in the air would make you mutiny.
Hey, how many kids do you have?
How many kids I got?
That's what I said.
I got one.
Are you sure?
I got one son.
Did you have them or did you adopt them?
I had one. All right.
Did you give them away already?
Did I give them away?
Because obviously you haven't spent any time with your child.
So in other words, you think black people give their kids away. All right.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. Did I say
you're
that?
You're sitting in a brick. What are you talking
about?
How do you
know I'm not black?
Hey, I got a break.
I got
a break. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to get on the line here. I've got John. Go ahead. Or no, excuse me. This is John. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. I just want to make a comment about that piece of crap that's been talking all this trash that burned the little children's
Now you
pictures.
Are, you're talking to a lady older than you. You are.
No, I don't care. You ain't no lady. Because let me tell you something. You think you're a lady, but you ain't nothing but a gutter slut. I don't know which dog... You've been huffing lately that caused you to do what you did. Let me tell you something. You're totally 100% unstacked.
Was this
okay?
You?
People
I think I
like
got...
you that make people like me not want to do the things that we do.
Say that again.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.